Chapter 27. Jesse and Lily and Karina Torres sat in Lily's living room. Terrace doors opened wide. A small army of landscapers were at work on the back lawn, tending to trees and privet, and Lily Kane's own botanical gardens and grass that looked to be in better shape than the field at Fenway Park. Jesse hadn't known what to expect from a woman who was effectively Whit Kane's nanny at this point, for whatever time he had left. He hadn't expected someone as attractive as Karina Torres. A knockout. Were you still allowed to think of women as knockouts? Probably, just as long as you didn't say it to her face. She had long, thick black hair, pale skin, and eyes as blue and bright as Lily Kane's. Jesse wondered if Torres might be a married name. She wore a lemon-colored summer dress and sat next to Lily on a long leather couch, knees pressed together, hands clasped in her lap. Whit Kane, she told Jesse, was napping.
"He sleeps quite a lot these days," she said. "Even though he isn't much more alert when he's awake," Lily said.
Karina didn't move her head, but seemed to give Lily a brief, sidelong look with her eyes.
"He has good days and bad days," Karina said.
"Don't we all?" Jesse said. He smiled at her. She did not smile back. Karina said,
"I hate that you wasted time coming over here, Chief Stone.
But I already told Mrs. Kane that I had no contact with this man on the night he died."
"You don't know him?" Jesse said.
"No, sir," she said, "I do not."
"And you would have heard the phone if he tried to call from the gate," Jesse said.
"Not after I turned it off that night," she said.
"What time would that have been?" Jesse said.
"Perhaps sometime around 10, she said, "or perhaps before that."
"Don't you think it odd," Jesse said, "that he'd come out here and then not try to contact somebody inside the house? He was picked up in Marshport around 8:45. He would have been here 20 minutes later, half hour tops."
"We might have gone to bed at 9 that night," Karina said. "I wish I could be more specific, Chief Stone, but it varies from night to night."
"He could have been coming to see somebody else who works here," Jesse said.
"But Mr. Kane and I were the only ones here," Karina said. "Mrs. Kane gave everybody else the night off."
"Paul Hutton would have had no way of knowing that," Jesse said.
"But who would he have been coming to see on a Saturday night?" Lily said.
"Trying like hell to figure that out," Jesse said. Lily was wearing a long robe, her silver blonde hair slicked back, as if she'd just finished a swim before Jesse arrived, or showered after a run. Another knockout, he thought, even at her age, 30 years older at least than the woman sitting next to her. But calling Lily a knockout to her face would probably make her a whole damn day. Jesse smiled again. Lily smiled. Karina acted as if she'd much rather be upstairs listening to a dying man snore.
"You're sure you don't know this man?" Jesse said.
"Mrs. Kane showed me the picture," Karina said. "I have never met him in my life, since I came to work here, and before that."
"How did you come to work for the Kanes?" Jesse said.
"How is that possibly irrelevant to the murder?" Lily said.
"Just curious," he said.
Lily put a hand on Karina's knee and took charge here. "Lady of the manor."
"It was after Whit's first mild stroke last spring," she said. "He'd planned on spending the whole winter in Palm Beach anyway, and decided that would be a much better place for him to rehab. I needed to be back here, so I reached out to a quite reputable visiting nurse service, recommended by some friends. Karina was the one they sent for the interview."
Lily turned and smiled at her. It obviously didn't hurt, once Whit met her, that she's obviously quite stunning.
Sure, she could say it.
"He was in better shape then, even after the stroke," Jesse said.
"The decline over the past several months," Lily said, "has been rather precipitous."
"But has turned him into a sweet man," Karina said.
"About fucking time," Lily said.
The F-word seemed to jolt Karina Torres slightly. "He keeps saying that he doesn't know how long he's supposed to live," Karina said. "I tell him to not worry about such things.
and there are still the days when he is very much himself.
Is it possible that Paul Hutton may have had some personal business with Whit, Lily? Jesse said.
What could that possibly have been? Lily said.
Maybe I could ask him sometime, Jesse said, on a good day.
I'd have to ask my husband, Lily said.
Jesse turned back to Karina and said, Was it difficult up in leaving Florida to move up here?
There was nothing to keep me there, she said.
Married, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't, she said. And I was, a long time ago. I was quite young.
You're still quite a young woman, Jesse said.
I was a girl, she said.
They all heard a buzzing sound. Karina reached into the pocket of her dress and came out with a phone.
He's awake, she said, and stood. She looked at Jesse. Is there anything else?
Not right now, Jesse said.
She walked past Jesse and toward the stairs in the foyer. The foyer alone was bigger than Jesse's condominium. There'd never been a single time when he'd visited this house when he didn't want to ask Lily where the gift shop was.
Satisfied? Lily said.
Rhetorical question?
What were you hoping to find out here today, really? She said.
Among other things, I'm trying to get Paul Hutton from here to the lake, where somebody shot him dead, Lily, he said. There's some kind of connection to somebody here, whether you know what it is or not. He grinned at her. To put it in language you'll understand, nothing else makes any fucking sense at all.
You're right, she said. And when you do make sense of it, I'm certain you'll let me know. But for now, I'm going to send you on your way because my granddaughter is on her way over here. She's taking one college course this summer and wants help on the inglorious history of our inglorious family.
Jesse stood. Inside or outside the statute of limitations, he said. She laughed.
God, she said. I hope outside.
She stood.
They were about the same height.
One more question, Jesse said.
I would have expected nothing less.
The guy was working and living down in Wellington, Florida, earlier this year, Jesse said. It's only about a half hour from Palm Beach, if that.
Is there any chance at all that his path might have crossed with Whit's somehow?
Lily Kane sighed.
Only if he looked the way Karina does, in a summer dress, she said.
Have fun with your granddaughter, Jesse said, as she walked him to the front door.
Despite who her father is, Lily said, she's turned into a great kid.
Must get it from you, Jesse said. She sighed again.
The endless mysteries of DNA, she said.